And there's some political news today from a familiar name. Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has joined the board of Fox Corp, a new entity that includes Fox News. The move comes ahead of Disney's acquisition of much of the rest of 21st Century Fox, and while the network has dealt with controversy over hosts and critical presidential tweets. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. Hi, David.
Hey there.
So the Murdoch family has been dismantling Fox for months, but they are retaining Fox News under this new umbrella. What do you make of this news that Paul Ryan's joining that board?
Well, so the new Fox Corp consists basically of Fox News and Fox Business Network, the old line Fox Broadcast Network, and a bunch of Fox Sports properties, among a few other entities. For Paul Ryan to join is in keeping with the way in which Rupert Murdoch and his family has operated in over the years, where they've acquired essentially a lot of major political heavyweights to be on their corporate boards, occasionally as top executives, essentially as a hedge. They're in a fairly heavily regulated business. Particularly when you think about acquisition of cable and other properties. And also they get into a lot of controversy. So think of some of the people they've had on their boards over the years, people like the prime minister, the ex-prime minister of Spain, people like former Senator Kelly Ayotte. You have people, assistant attorneys general like over on News Corp. Joel Klein was there under Bill Clinton. Viet Dinh was an assistant attorney general under George W. Bush. And those two were incredibly important to help guide the company through the scandals associated with the tabloid hacking controversy, scandals, criminal charges that you saw over in Britain. And they were really fearful of facing federal Foreign Corrupt Practices Act charges here in the States. They were able to avoid that, and those ties they had to those kinds of figures really helped.
Will he have any impact on the content on the air?
I think it's very unlikely. I think he probably really rues the fact, Paul Ryan, that he didn't have much influence over the content when he was Speaker. One of the things that made his life complicated was how much Fox's most popular shows would push the Republican Party farther and farther to the right, making it very difficult for then-Speaker Paul Ryan to corral his conference into a cohesive whole.
So that's behind the scenes. Meanwhile, in front of the camera, former interim DNC chair Donna Brazile is joining the network as a commentator. And here she is talking about that decision.
I've been on and off Fox for the last 15 years, but this is an opportunity to reach across the aisle, to reach even within my own political party and to independents and others who might want to hear what's happening within the Democratic Party, what's happening in the country, and of course, hear my perspective.
Now, Brazile is a big name in the Democratic Party. They are really no fan of Fox News. How do you think your colleagues will be taking this?
Right. Well, the DNC, for example, said that Fox News would not be hosting any of its debates in the upcoming primary season, in part because of they cited a New Yorker piece exposing unfairness, but really is a deep grained grievances against the way in which Fox News have treated Democratic candidates and the party, particularly Hillary Clinton, if you think back to 2016. And they just don't trust even their journalists to give them a fully fair shake. You know, Fox always points that split between news and opinion. What Donna Brazile will bring is a Democratic perspective. But let's not forget that Brazile herself is somewhat compromised. She remained a major Democratic Party official and superdelegate when she was at CNN and, as it turned out, had fed questions to the Clinton campaign that she knew might be posed during ahead of a CNN town hall.
Right.
She remains a major player in Democratic Party circles. It's not clear to whom her allegiances lie, Fox News and the Murdochs, to the audience and the their understanding of politics, or to the Democrats with whom she, you know, essentially is operating when she's not on the studios of Fox News.
All of this is happening while Fox is dealing with another issue, the president going after the network for suspending Jeanine Pirro, who made allegedly Islamophobic statements about Representative Ilhan Omar recently, and the controversy over host Tucker Carlson and his misogynistic and racist comments from the past. Question for you, David. Why wasn't Tucker Carlson suspended as well?
Well, and let's be clear, Fox News won't confirm that Jeanine Pirro was suspended. They seem to want the benefit of having her off the air and signaling to advertisers and to viewers who care excuse me, that she has been suspended, but won't say so publicly, very much because their red meat base viewer is very much the kind of viewer that the president himself represents, and they don't want to get any more approbation than, or excuse me, any more antagonism than they're already receiving. The president is trying to push them back into sort of the "Make America Great Again" corner. Yep. Fox News has prospered there; it wants credibility on the outside. Tough to thread that needle.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thanks so much.
You bet.